everyone. This is Devlina, your host, and I'm back with one more special episode today on Icons Behind Brand. Meet Mr. Anirban Guha, who is the Associate Director of Marketing at Signity Technologies, renowned for his result-oriented strategies. With over 15 years of experience in marketing and communication, Anirban's prowess spans inbound digital strategies and data-driven analytics, evident in his global campaign successes. So join us as he unveils the art of successful marketing through a holistic skill set and a strategic mindset. So a very warm welcome to you, Anirban, here on Icons Behind Brands.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Devlina. Connecting with me and let's see how it goes.
I would love to know about you first, about your little, about your background.
I initially started with some content writing jobs, and then gradually as my experience started growing and everything, I moved to Hyderabad. So now I'm in Hyderabad and I've worked with some good tech companies and learned lot of new technologies and also have seen how the entire content writing and marketing has evolved.
When you get into the launching of a new product and services, so what elements are crucial in your end-to-end campaign planning to ensure the maximum impact?
And what we do is basically start with understanding the target audience. That's the very basic step. We do, and everyone I think does, and and that is the first and primary step that everyone should do while launching a campaign, because without understanding our target audience, it's very difficult to how do you want to do the entire campaign, what are the channels that you want to work on, what is exactly going to your marketing strategy, what is going to be your budget and everything. So, and the target audience, to understand the target audience, it's not only comes from through the all the market research and everything, but also to some extent, I would say a big part of it is to understand the buyer persona. You have to first understand, because that's the very basic of whatever we do in inbound marketing. Because I will be mostly talking from what we do in inbound marketing in B2B in tech companies. That's is basically the fundamental of marketing right now. And if you don't understand the buyer persona very well, you won't be able to map it with the entire journey, the buyer journey later on. When it becomes prospect and how it moves from there and to lead and how will the deal is finalized. So you have to understand that whole process. And once you know that, you have to understand the buyer persona very well. So once you have that buyer persona ready, and then it becomes actually easy for you to map it with the kind of content that you want to create, and also the kind of social channels that you want to use, and what is going to be your budget timeline. So everything starts falling into place. So it all starts to the buyer person and the target audience setup. So once that is done and understand that, then actually comes the kind of content that you want to create, for your the buyer person or the target audience that you are targeting. So it might be, and when it comes to the content part, it's a very broad thing. Lot of things come into place. What you, if you want whether you want to have a blog, you want to be some white papers, ebooks, the kind of collaterals, basically marketing collaterals that you want to decide, videos, podcasts, webinars. So lot of things come into place. So what you do is you have your buyer persona, you have your content, and then you start mapping it, at which stage of your marketing campaign you want to provide all those information to them.
Okay. So can you share insights into aligning the marketing collateral development with the campaign objective and audience preferences in tech sector especially?
is like, I mean, you have to be a master storyteller. And what I mean by master storytelling is not that, I mean, like, you just create, I mean, like, content on a basis, like, I mean, every day you're creating your content. No, that's not the way. Your content should definitely be created on a very consistently. That's basically the idea of any inbound marketing. It shouldn't be like that. You're doing something, there is a gap, there is a pause, and then what happens? That the disconnect happens. But on top of that, what you have to do is whatever content you're creating, I mean, has to be a quality, has a certain amount of quality in it. Is it answering all those questions that your customers are looking for in the web, especially? Mm-hmm. They are coming to online, they do search, right? I mean, like, so while they're doing that, if you are able to pick up those questions and answer them properly, that actually you're able to create that connect. So now, I mean, you're doing that, and now, I mean, you're doing it very aggressively and everything. But the another part of it is this is that, I mean, are you able to analyze it properly? And okay. There comes those analytics and automation part. Mm-hmm. So earlier, like, as I was telling you, like, when we started, I mean, as a content very, like, I mean, say 15 years back. So then content was basically all like, the analytics was mostly into Google Analytics. I mean, like, okay. the traffic is rising, and like, okay, the keywords are working and everything. But now it is not only that. Google Analytics, I mean, definitely gives you a lot of information about that. But apart from that, we use a lot of automation tools that give you a very in-depth analysis. Like, I mean, what kind of content, like whether it's a blog, it's a webinar, collaterals, what exactly is working for you? And what stage of the buyer person or the buyer journey?
Science is your data and numbers. So when it comes to this, Anirban, help me understand, like, how do you balance between these softer aspects like content marketing and number-driven analytics in your day-to-day marketing campaigns?
So analysis, I mean, data analysis, I mean, it's one of the core part of marketing today. So I have seen marketing teams, they have entire like 4 or 5 members who are completely, I mean, dedicatedly, they work, I mean, to analyze those data, like, I mean, whatever mm-hmm. the other team has been producing. I mean, in terms of like content generation and all these things, those people who are into analytics, and they are like, I mean, running the automation behind all our the content marketing, the inbound marketing we do, they give us all those data that, okay, your blog has performed this much. I mean, like, your email campaign has, I mean, this rate, I mean, open rate and click rate and all these things. So once you analyze those data, I mean, like, I mean, and you start, I mean, what shall I say? Like, I mean, and then you bring it back to your like service, like whatever you're producing, whatever the services mm-hmm. you want to offer. And like, I mean, and then you actually, you're able to connect those. Then it's a win-win situation for everyone.
Mm-hmm. So let me know, what key lessons have you learned from your past marketing campaigns and challenges in the tech industry that have shaped your approach to the future strategies?
What I have to tell, but that aspect of like that understanding the target audience, I mean, like, to understand your buyer persona properly was evolving at the time, the time we started. So it was more into like the content, as content was the thing. Like, I mean, people used to love content. Okay, like, somebody will write, and then like, will people read and everything, because it was mostly very blog driven at that time. But now, I mean, it is multiple, like the content has evolved in multiple ways. Like mm-hmm. webinars is a good content, video, like, I mean, I don't know if I mentioned that video has become such a powerful part of content now. And not only video, like long form videos, short form videos, like mm-hmm. I mean, like, if you see now, I mean, like, see, I mean, I'm telling you, like, in the going forward, like, I mean, even these shorts and reels that we see, I mean, like, those that are now only seen as like, I mean, B2C customers, like only those mm-hmm. products, like, I mean, that are like FMCG products and everything, those people like influencer marketing are being used. But I'm telling you, like, in coming years, like, I mean, reels also will be, maybe, I mean, like, I mean, it will be used in the form of like, say, B2B companies will also be start using, like, influencer marketing will be part of that, a big role, I mean, in that. So that's what, like, it's all evolving. I'm like, I mean, that way I'm learning is like, I mean, immense learning has happened, I mean, through these 15 years. Like, I mean, and you have to be very open-minded, very broad in terms of understanding those technologies that are coming your way.
How do you ensure that marketing communication remain innovative and relevant Given the ever-evolving nature of technology, which we are talking right now.
In our daily to, marketing job, like in campaign planning and all these things, in our daily marketing communication execution, we are using GenAI. We are using it.
Okay.
I mean, like, and it's been such a, I mean, collaborative thing. I mean, like that we, I mean, so, and people who are able to do that in a smart and efficient way, they will only understand it has actually reduced our time a lot. You're now becoming more efficient. You're now able to do more of multitasking. Then what you used to do, like, I mean, 2-3 years back, I'm not even talking 5 years back, 2-3 years back. So what happens is that with Gen AI, like, I mean, the prompts that you use, I mean, you have to be very smart, I mean, like in doing that. So it is actually reducing your like time, because whatever the content that we used to create earlier, and also like, it actually helps us to understand, like, okay, I mean, it can be this story, particularly what we are writing, I mean, say particular for a customer, can be said in this way. Right.
Mm.
So that actually saves you a lot of time in doing your testing, your A/B testing, and understanding your like doing multiple testing in terms of writing it. So that actually is helping you, complementing you. So in terms of that, use actually the GenAI is like, I mean, you're increasing your efficiency level. And what happens is that, like, I mean, you for writing a blog, say a particular log, say used to take earlier, like say 3 to 4 hours. Now it takes just 1 hour. So you are saving like another 2 to 3 hours, and that can, you can utilize it for more other productive work.
Superb. Okay. So with this, we are moving towards a section called rapid fire round. The rules are, we need to answer in one word, and if possible, as minimum word as possible. Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
So we are good to go?
Yeah.
Okay. So what has been your favorite age so far?
Favorite age, I mean, would be this age. I was Gen AI age, generative AI age.
Oh, that's cool. What is your favorite work memory?
Work memory, I mean, definitely I have to go back like long back when we first started, we had a long... very big group. We used to write, I mean, a lot of content, I mean, for a travel website. So that definitely is one of, I mean, like, we had actually, we became friends together. So I mean, and we used to collaborate. So obviously, first job and all this, I mean, becomes your favorite, I mean, part.
Yeah, first job is always special.
Yeah, first job, yeah, definitely.
What has changed the most since you have started working here?
Here in the sense, Signity or like,
Signity. Yes.
So, what I see the major change, is like, the acceptance level of like, the way we are accepting technologies. I mean, that I would say, I mean, has changed a lot in the team building also. I mean, it has changed.
Okay. So if you could not work in this industry, what profession would you pursue?
I would be, say journalist.
Oh, superb. What advice would you give an employee on their first day of work?
Advice to?
An employee who is joining their
okay.
first day and they're in their day one. What is your
be,
advice?
Be open-minded and confident. That's it. That will do your job.
Superb. When are you most productive?
I mean, in the day or like how... What?
Yeah, any day, any time of the day.
Productive, I mean, obviously, I mean, the first half, I mean, like when I just start, I mean, I do my work, especially, I mean, like productive in the sense, like when I first look at my inbox, like what are actually the tasks that I have to do, and that actually gives me an idea that, okay, these are coming my way, and like, how do I plan my day through that?
Mm-hmm. What would you change about yourself if given a chance?
What would I, that's a tough question. So what would I change? Obviously, I mean, like I've been, reading very less these days. I mean, I have to start doing that. So, I mean, that's, I mean, like, because mostly I'm got involved, involved into a lot of, I'm reading, but I'm not as like books.
Oh, as much as
yeah,
you
I have
used to.
Yeah, I used to do, but I have to start again that.
Superb. So what advice would you give to your younger self if given a chance?
Learn more.
Superb. Okay. So now with this, we are out of the rapid fire round. And before we wind up this conversation, so what is your message for an aspiring marketing professional?
Message would definitely be like, I mean, as I said in throughout the conversation, like be very open-minded, I mean, be confident and try to like, I mean, grab whatever comes your way. I mean, like, don't be like, I mean, scared. I mean, don't be like shy away, like, okay, this is not the thing that I should do. Shall I fail? I mean, and don't at all, I mean, fear about, because in my life also, like throughout my career, I have failed a lot many times. I mean, like in many ways, I mean, like, but, and definitely wherever you are failing, I mean, that is basically you're actually, it's one of the steps that you're rising up. I mean, like, because you will learn a lot from those failures. So yeah. I mean, like, don't, I mean, hesitate to fail, because that is actually going to help you. I mean, like, whatever you are going to be, what you're going to do in the near future. And obviously, I mean, like, I mean, be open to whatever the technologies, I mean, that is coming your way. I mean, learn them, grab them, accept them, and like, I mean, be, I mean, try to explore them. I mean, like, just be, I mean, friendly with them, and then only you will be able to like compete with them, or I mean, be able to like work in hand in hand with that particular technology, and then you will be able to like excel in your, I won't say sustain, survive, because anyways, I mean, like, we are all, as a human being, we will survive. I mean, there's no point of question about that. We are, because we are actually creating those technologies, but what I should say is, like, I mean, you're able to do all these, then you're going to excel in your own way of doing whatever you want to do.
Right. I'm glad that people like you come forward and talk about things like, you know, fail fast, and you know, there are a lot of times where you might not, you know, achieve the success, but it's very important to talk about those, you know,
yeah,
and make it look normal, that it's okay to not get succeed on each and every things, because, you know, what we feel that successful people or people who are there in the top position are the people who are always achieving success. But it's not the case. When you try for 15 times, probably 12 times you fail and 2-3 times you succeed. And it's important to acknowledge all those moments where we might not have achieved the desired result, but that became a stepping stone for you to achieve what you are doing today.
Absolutely. Just in this context, like what I would say, because I have talked to a lot of these youngsters these days, and they, what they see, I mean, you know, right? I mean, like they say, video, YouTube, and all these things are like a rage these days. I mean, everybody's talking about that. Everybody wants to be a content creator. Everybody wants to be a YouTuber these days.
Yeah.
So, but what exactly drives them towards this is that, I mean, it says that like, oh, this particular person has like million views and subscribers. They're earning billions and millions and everything. But they're only like handful, like, I mean, 4 or 5, I mean, of them. But if you look back, I mean, they have failed a lot, and there are multiple, many such people, like, I mean, who are still struggling to get into that point. They have actually not understand the way to that way of doing that. So, I mean, you have to understand that game first. I mean, like, I mean, and people are failing. You have to go back and read those failure stories, and then only you will be able to success in your life.
Very true. Very true. Very important to realize the reality of life and what is real, what is unreal. You should know, because on social media, we don't see a lot of real things. We
absolutely.
I'm not going to go and share my failure story, or maybe I'm just getting bored, or I'm not feeling well. But the exciting moments I would love to share. And when we see the exciting moments of each and every person, we feel the whole world is feeling excited, only I'm in a miserable situation. But that's not the case. So we need to understand one person's life, because it's a mix of, you know, challenging times and the rewarding times both. So we need to embrace those moments as well. And if you see the successful people, you might be surprised to know that when they have started, they might have started way long back, many, many years. And now probably now they are visible and known. So the same goes with everyone.
Absolutely.
Right. So I think we had a wonderful conversation, Anirban, and I personally have enjoyed. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Devrina, for connecting with me.